only fair that these two are awake. They should have fear, uncertainty, a lack of control. That's what started all this. Control. Sun's coming up. It's been a long night. How the hell did I end up here? Damn it, try to think, old man. It could save your life. I like the quiet here. The air. Nothing like Pattaya. Pattaya. Oh yeah. The night. It all began in Pattaya. The night started out simple. Find the girl. That's how 99% of all jobs in Pattaya begin. Find the girl. Whatever happens next depends how far down the bar girl rabbit hole the client's gone. If they're reaching out to me, guaranteed abyss. Bread and butter hasn't changed in years. Check if the bird's still working. Sometimes when I'm lucky. See if she's up for a bar fine. The circumstances requiring video evidence are rarer than you may think. Not that the evidence matters. Bar girls will profess to chase little asses off till the day they die. But that's their dance to share. As long as the client pays, whatever happens after the fact is none of my business. That high moral attitude is what led to me accepting tonight's job. Even by Pattaya standards, Pete isn't someone you'd nominate for a Foreigner of the Year award. Certified creep, Pete collects bar girls like trading cards for his online content. Hustling ladies to make explicit clips for depressed guys stuck at home. While he swipes a major rake of the profits. But all that changed with Fawn. His number one ticket. Fawn. The type of girl your dreams are dreams about. Turns out the goddess had her eyes fixed on more than the lens. $14 million in total. Everything Pete had. Don't shed him any tears. He's got his remaining damsels locked down, working round the clock to provide a swift recovery. As I said, certified creep. Even by Pattaya standards. So I take the job. No advance. Not my wisest decision. But I'm not in a position to quarrel. There's little going for my kind when fools will happily incriminate themselves on social media nowadays. Jackasses. Job is a guaranteed dead end. When you loot that much cash, you don't take a breather to stroll out on stage in heels one last time. You make haste for the nearest exit. Part of me wants to warn Pete of this. But there's no money in telling the truth in Sin City. Everyone pays to be told a lie here. I head over to the Iron Sky. Fawn's friend Jan told me she may have things stored there she needs before fleeing. Can't imagine what. A heirloom pair of jean shorts. Don't pull my chain. These tragic souls are born with nothing and die in debt. The bar girl circle of life. I know the outcome as soon as I walk in. It takes serious drama for Thais to lose their thirst to grift foreigners of their money on any given Sunday. Finding the place dead, music off, and a lot of crocodile tears when I enter make it as clear as the 10 pounds of makeup these girls armor themselves in each night. Someone's found Fawn before I have. A quick word with the Mama Sun confirms my suspicions. News travels fast here. Throat cut. Body dumped. Within the hour. A neat anecdote for some Bangkok tourists taking selfies at Pattaya Pier. What a shame. If she'd been born in L.A., Fawn would have been married to some tech billionaire by now. Here, she's been filleted by a scumbag modern pimp. Shouldn't take long before the cops find Pete. He's not exactly a leave-no-traces type of guy. Still, he's a client who owes me money. And if I ever want to see it, I'll need to find the scum before Pattaya's finest group. Fuck. So much for an easy night.